Hi, guys. Sorry, we're a couple of minutes late. I can thank the computers for updating at the last minute and stuff like that. But it's nice to see you again. This is Richard Sachs. I'm your host on Lost Arts Radio. Excuse me. This is Lost Arts Radio Live, our show for the 30th day of March 2018. And this is a show where we go over some of the news events of the last week and see what the significance and importance of them may be to you. And look at some of the major issues. We're going to get into some fairly controversial ideas here, as often happens. So I hope the president moves quickly on trying to get rid of the censorship situation. But we'll see what happens. If excuse me, if we disappear from here, then you have to look for us on Brighteon.com, Brighteon.com, which is a non-censoring alternative to YouTube. Good to know about. And also, you can find us on our main site, lostartsradio.com. So in America, certainly the most widely shared news is probably the end of the Mueller investigation into Russian collusion with the president, with supposedly Putin and Russia helping the president. And I'm trying not to mention his name too much, as you may notice. It's not because I forgot who the president is. It's really because we've got these bots scanning all of our content on the shows, and mentioning the name of the U.S. president in connection with anything positive at all is very dangerous if you want to stay on the air. And we're trying to keep this broadcast going for a while. So anyway, the Mueller investigation that just finished was about the collusion, supposedly, of the Russian government and the campaign of I almost said his name, the current president when he was just a candidate. And it was made up, of course. The order to start it came from Obama. I'm sure Hillary and others were involved, many others who in corrupt elements of the FBI and places like that, all worked together for 2 years to try to show that the president was actually not fairly elected. He was just kind of a puppet of Putin, and it was really ridiculous. And there were many reasons that that investigation originated, one of which was to cover up the actual collusion, not with Putin, but with corrupt elements within the Russian government by Hillary Clinton, and I'm sure by Obama. And Mueller was involved, of course, personally, and they didn't want that to come out. And so the other reason that the whole thing started at the beginning in the campaign time was because Russia, through Putin, was offering an alliance and cooperation and mutually supportive business and peaceful development with the United States. And that would have really affected the world balance of power and had a strong dampening effect on the ability of the Chinese government to be aggressive and cause bad situations. And they didn't want that to be stopped. So the best way to keep the president from accepting that friendship with Russia, which he should have done, and it was a big failing on his part that he hasn't done it so far, and he's done the opposite really bad. Best way that they thought to prevent that, which apparently worked up to now, is to accuse him of what they did and say that he wasn't fairly elected, though ideally the whole election should be done over again and given to Hillary and that sort of thing. But it didn't work, and which is really upsetting the Democratic Party and no doubt some of the corrupt Republicans and the news media. Almost all the mainstream major corrupt news media is in collusion for real with the Democratic Party and anybody who is willing to go along with their corruption. So after they're really upset and they're saying, well, whether the president's guilty or not, we know he's guilty, because one of them, who was it, Bill Maher or somebody, said, well, I know he's guilty because I have a television, which obviously proves that he's guilty. So that's the tack that they're taking. And in that almost 2 years of investigation, they spent $40 million of taxpayer money, used 40 FBI agents, more or less, and 2,800 subpoenas, got a few little facts down here for you. 500 witnesses, 500 search warrants, 230 communications records, 50 wiretaps, 13 foreign government intelligence requests, numerous Nazi-style SWAT team raids on attorneys and other people who had supported or worked for the president. They didn't convict them of anything necessarily. They just raided them, hoping to find, if not Russian collusion, then maybe a tax mistake, or if they did 20 hours of interrogation, they could say, aha, you answered different in hour 19 than you did in hour 2 when you were lying on the floor wiped out. So you're guilty of obstruction and lying to the FBI and all this. There's ways to use the so-called justice system to, you know, ruin anybody. And that's what they were trying to do. They knew there was no Russian collusion. So the final report, to the great distress of the Democratic Party and the news media, especially some people on the news media, Rachel Maddow and others, were actually crying that they were so distressed that the president had been shown not to be in collusion with Russia. What's wrong with that picture? I mean, shouldn't they be happy that that didn't happen? No, they want to destroy the country, and so they were very upset. No obstruction, no collusion. But any of that has been obvious from the beginning. And if you really want to look at the 2016 election, they're right in one sense. The current president did not get fairly elected. He probably actually won, judging from the relative numbers of attendance at the rallies and spirit of the people in general and the kind of support that was being expressed. My estimate is he probably won the popular vote, maybe 5-1, not by 5%, 5-1, like 500% more than Hillary. But because of the massive voter fraud, machine hacking, voting by dead people organized by the Democrats, mystery ballots just showing up out of nowhere, all kinds of illegal activity, then he barely missed winning officially the popular vote and fortunately won the Electoral College vote, which is in there for a reason, to make sure that it's not only the states with the big populations that elect the president, that every state gets a voice not only in the presidential election, but in representation in the Congress and things like that. So logically, the Democrats now want to get rid of the Electoral College because it's harder, apparently, for them to fraudulently manipulate that than the general vote. So they're trying to get rid of it. And there was a really great survey done on the street this week by who was it? I'll think of her name. One of the really great female independent reporters. And she was asking college students who were, you know, educated by these wonderful colleges, did they think it was fair to get rid of the Electoral College because all the students who go to that college and all the professors would be laid off and it would just be terrible and unfair for the country. And not one of the students that I saw interviewed had any idea what the Electoral College was. They thought it was an actual college, and they were going to protest because the students had been kicked out. And it's just, there's not an extremely conscious electorate right now. And the founders of the country had warned that the best system in the world only works with a conscious population. So there's some work to do to get back to that point, if it can be done. So if people didn't vote for the president because of Russia, why would they have voted for him? And I would say it was because of many reasons, one of which is he was the only anti-war candidate out of all the candidates for the two major parties. He said he didn't want to have war. He didn't want to have troops stationed in invasions and occupations all over the world, like the U.S. military is under orders to do now. He wanted to have them come home, protect the borders of the country and the real security interests as they were supposed to, and not be messing around trying to overthrow other countries and things like that that the CIA has been involved with for decades. and the military has been supporting it when ordered to do that. So another reason that people would have voted for the current president in the U.S. is that he wasn't owned by any of the big money interests. Probably all the other candidates were to some degree, and not everybody has the luxury of being a self-made billionaire like he was, but because he was, and in the rare case that that was combined with a motive that was just to help the country. And that was, as far as I can tell, after, you know, years of really digging into it, there's no other reason that he ran for president. He lost massive amount of money. He's endured slander of the most incredible level for him and his whole family, and danger, physical danger to them, with these monsters like Kathy Griffin showing him with his head cut off and encouraging people to kill the president. And that's been supported by major media. He was in there only to try to help the country. Big areas that he doesn't know about, but his motive was good. And that's why the media and the Democrats want him removed or dead. And also, he's not presidential. He just talks like a normal human, just talking off the cuff and not trying to act really, you know, I don't know how to say it, kind of ceremonial all the time. He's just normal. So MAGA, the Making America Great Again slogan that he brought up, was obviously good, not just for America, but for every country in the world. Because the idea was not, as the media wants to portray, that America was supposed to be this on this high pedestal and great again, and all the other countries subservient again. It wasn't like that at all. It was like the real foreign aid is leading by example. It's not stealing massive amounts of money from your population and handing it out to foreign dictators and corporations. It's actually showing what other countries could be if they decided, well, they should be made great again too. Why should it just be America? That's ridiculous. And it wasn't ever meant that way. And they voted for him because of promises to bring companies and jobs back to America and to reverse the border policies of the Obama administration, which had been free bus passes of any illegal aliens who could get across the border, taken free to any place in the country to get on welfare right away. And basically, it was an invasion. It was an invasion supported by the previous administration, and he promised to reverse that. And everybody who was in the country legally, from wherever they came from, Mexico or Africa or Greenland or wherever they were from, they all supported securing the border. And, you know, even when the Democrats used to be on record, they were on video saying that they really wanted a border barrier put up. Now, because they hate the current president and because he wants that, they say, no, that's actually very bad. And this guy, Beto, says walls kill people and they end lives. They're terrible. And he lives in a house, of course, with walls. And that's just nothing wrong with that picture, nothing to think about there. He wanted to actually have a secure border. In fact, I talked to the office of one of the popular Democrat presidential candidates yesterday, and they were explaining to me that this is Tulsi Gabbard, and the representative was saying, well, yeah, she really stands for border security, but she believes that a wall is absolutely terrible. It should not have a wall. And I said, well, wait a minute. What was that middle part where you said that they didn't want anybody, they wanted to secure the border, but they don't want a barrier? How can you have a secure border when there's huge areas with no personnel and anybody can walk across? And they said, well, we can't get into that kind of detail right now. Just read the website, which I do, and it didn't explain anything. And I think for some reason, almost all of them have the same, all those candidates who are having their first debate, by the way, in Florida in June 26th and 7th, I think. And they're all saying versions of the same thing. Also, the current president also said that he was going to investigate the safety of vaccines. I mean, we're near the point right now where you can't even say that word. I say it with great caution because you get kicked off social media and internet It's going to be illegal to question it. And in fact, Adam Schiff and others, in, of course, Richard Penn, who's completely bought and paid for by the drug dealers, or I mean the big pharmaceutical science companies, right? He's saying nobody should be able to question this. In fact, doctors should not be able to write medical exemptions. He already got a bill passed in California with the criminal governor and legislature they have over there, where kids can't go to school, even private school, without being injected by every chemical cocktail that the state mandates from CDC. So anyway, the current president was willing to question that, which is unheard of. I was going to do it with Robert Kennedy. That has not happened yet. So he's failed on that promise so far, but hopefully he still will be able to do it, I hope. He was willing to call out the corrupt media just face to face and say, you know, you guys are fake news. Nobody else was doing it that I heard. And that was incredible, because the corrupt criminal corporate media are a major enemy of the country and by extension of the world. And they need to be recognized as that, and certainly be cut off from all government money they're getting, and they're getting a lot. He said he would kill TPP, which was a direct attack on America's sovereignty, and he did that. That was a success. He said he would protect national sovereignty, in other words, the border, but also don't agree to anything that puts America under the jurisdiction of a supranational organization, because then you don't have a country either. And he said he would cooperate with Russia, which would have been fantastic. Russia's doing a lot of great things for their people. They're not invading the whole world. And they want to be, Putin said they want to be the number one exporter of organic food to the world. They are fighting back against GMOs, 5G, wireless communications, which are really harmful to kids in schools, trying to get the routers and the cell towers out of there. I mean, they were doing good things supporting marriage and families, which are certainly under attack. In most of the Western world, they're being supported. In Russia, they're giving families help in getting farmland to start growing organic food. I mean, great stuff. So that's a total failure on the president's part so far. I really hope he can throw off the advisors who are responsible for that and start seeing through it. He also promised to cut bad regulations, and there are a lot of those that just make it hard to do your own small business, and he succeeded in doing that to a great extent so far. He said he'd pull out of foreign wars, and he just now started pulling out of Syria, which we were never invited to at all, and Afghanistan, same sort of situation. And finally, after 2 years, he started making good on that promise. And so the Republicans and Democrats found rare common ground in censuring him for trying to stop those ridiculous so-called wars. They're not even wars. They're invasions. He said he would would solve the North Korea threat. Because if you remember, North Korea got to the point where they were actually firing missiles right over Japan. And they said they would wipe out Guam, and they'd shoot missiles with atomic bombs into North America. And I mean, it was incredible. And the current president was saying, I'm going to deal with that. And he threatened North Korea to obliterate it, you know, and just wipe it out. I forget the exact terminology, but it was going to be wiping it off the map. And the media said, this is a terrible president. He's endangering national security. He's an idiot. He's an egomaniac. He's just doing a reality show. So the president did that. It worked. The North Korean ruler decided, oh, you're going to wipe us off the map? Why don't we negotiate? I think we could do that, you know, and work out something beneficial. And they had a meeting and got that started. All the missile launches stopped. Some of the taking down the sites got going in North Korea, and hopefully it's going to go the rest of the way. But that was great. And the Japan leader said he wants to nominate our president for the Nobel Prize for that, because their country's not having missiles going right overhead, you know, every week or so. That's gone. So that was incredible. They voted for him because he's absolutely not a racist. He, in his early business career, he bought up golf courses and country clubs and things like that that were excluding black people and Jews and other minorities like that. And he bought them and reopened them after refurbishing them and invited everybody so that there wouldn't be any more exclusion anymore. That's why the media, of course, says he's the worst racist in the universe. He said he would crush radical religious terrorism. I'm not going to say that word either. Starts with an I. And the president was wrong about that. It's not radical. I read the three scriptures of that religion. And it says in there that anybody that won't convert, anybody that's an unbeliever that won't correct their situation, has to be enslaved or killed or both. So it's not radical religious terrorism. However, the president called it out, and he has been directly approaching crushing its extreme element in Syria called ISIS. But, you know, ISIS is run by a guy that's got a doctorate in studies of that religion, and he's following the scriptures exactly. So my only disagreement is it's not radical, but it is flooding Europe intentionally under the UN project to destroy sovereign countries. I think it's called the Immigration Pact. Really, it's a pact to destroy sovereign countries, and he's resisting that. And how much of all that came from Russia? None. The ideas were just good, and they were long overdue, and they don't go far enough. So it's true that smart people in Russia would want him to win, because Hillary promised war with Russia. She literally said in the debates that she would authorize shooting down Russian jets over Syria, which would not have really good results. And Russia was invited to help Syria get rid of ISIS. And she said she would shoot down their aircraft. But the president has failed completely so far in my mind with Russia. That needs to be fixed. I think it's from bad advisors and maybe telling him that the Democrats and the media would wipe him out if he made friends with Russia. That would absolutely prove in their mind that he was a Russian agent. Then they could fool the population into thinking so. But maybe now that the Mueller probe is over, he can fix that. But the Democrats and the mainstream media are still committed to destroying and hating the president. That's their main campaign, and that's the main Democrat campaign, too. Hate the president. And a lot of them are still saying he's guilty. One area he has been guilty of, in my mind, besides in failing with Russia, is not stopping the censorship and lies of the tech giants and social media, who's really helped steal. It's been shown in many studies now that they literally stole the 2018 elections, not Russia. It was the tech giants and the social media that colluded to do that with cooperation from the deep state. And, you know, like in Florida and Arizona and other places, I'm in Arizona, and they just had all these magic ballots show up even after the deadline, the same thing in Florida. And nobody gets in trouble. They just count them. It's incredible. So there's a lot of power in that deep state still. And now maybe it's going to start to change. Because this week Trump met with, I'm sorry, I mentioned his name. Shouldn't do that. He met with Google CEO Chandar Pichai to talk about political fairness. And I think, I don't know what actually happened at that meeting. If they just talked and then Chandar Pichai went right back to being, you know, a treasonous criminal, then it wouldn't do any good. But hopefully some teeth were put into that discussion. President also issued an executive order cutting off funds from universities that don't allow free speech. And they've been really bad in America, teaching socialism and graduating kids that have no idea how the country works. They don't know anything about the Constitution. They think sovereign countries are evil. I mean, they're, to say it mildly, not educated. The universities have been pushing complete mental illness. And not just people who would argue against the basic ideals of America, what made it so great in the beginning, not that it was lived up to yet, but it still could be. And the idea was that government was only there to support the freedoms and protect the freedoms of the individuals. So there are good signs, but he'll still have to do a lot more and quickly because the 2020 election's coming up. And our friend Mike suggests that it would be good to motivate Google and others like Apple and Facebook and Twitter and Instagram and Pinterest, the ones that are acting as completely treasonous companies, especially the ones in China, by seizing the domain names until they stop the crimes against America. And I think it's a good idea. But before before the president does that, if he just does that, the media will just jump on it to show that he's a fascist Nazi. And no, you know, the people, so many people in the country don't even know what a fascist is anymore. They just know socialism's wonderful and it creates paradise on earth, thanks to the media and the educational system. So the president has to first start meeting directly on a televised format, not with the treasonous reporters of CNN and MSNBC, all the major networks, but direct to the people. He doesn't even have to have any of the criminal reporters there. Just talk to the people, explain everything, complete transparency, other than dangerous, real national security issues. Everything else should be explained in detail. And then after that, he can start doing that, taking action against, you know, shutting down or taking control of the websites of Google and all the others until they act normally again, which hopefully would be quickly. But he needs to expose the lies of the Democrats and what the media is really doing, and not just talk about it, show it in video. Say, look, here's what the media reported, here's what really happened in video footage, and there's a lot of that. And let the people know that the media is an enemy of the people, and it's not just a slogan that you say, it's true, and they need to be called out, exposed, not censored, because we don't do that. We're not supposed to do that in America. Even the most ridiculous points of view have to be given free airtime. Not free airtime, but freedom to say whatever they want. And but fully explain illustrated evidence, how the censorship and bias has been working. Make the urgency of the issue very clear. And then deal with Google. And same approach could be done with the border issue. The Democrats and the media are saying, and I'm not against or for any party, okay? It's just that right now, this is being done by the Democrats. I don't know why. They've just gone over to total evil. And some of the people who used to have that party as their party are saying, wait a minute, what happened to my political party? It's berserk now. And it's lying about everything. It's cheating in the elections. So show the border issue. Show the immediate crisis there. Show the Honduran what do they call them, caravans, right? That sounds like a fair or something. Invasion forces that are organizing now under UN direction with US taxpayer money in part and heading for the southern border, and there's no wall. And if there's not a complete wall with complete manpower to guard it, then of course, I mean, regardless of what these Democrat political candidates for president are saying, if you can just walk across the border of a country and there's nobody there to ask you any questions, you can't secure the border. I mean, the Democratic Party can't even understand stuff like that anymore. It's bizarre. It's like a beyond Alice in Wonderland. So anyway, I suggest that the president use video footage, make a good presentation. He can get it together and show people, look, this is what's happening. That's why I'm saying that this is what's happening, because there it is. It's not partisan. This stuff is not partisan. So one presentation and all this nonsense could be cleared up instead of just talking and not showing the proof. Everybody who saw it would support the border wall immediately. They'd say, wow, that political position was really stupid. Obviously, if you have a country anywhere in the world, not just America, and there are countries who are really malicious and desperate on the outside to come in and take you over, you need a wall. Okay, I mean, it's not complex. The same approach could be taken with Planned Parenthood. I've got way too much to go over in this hour, but I just really wanted to bring this together for you if I can. Planned Parenthood has become another partisan issue. Planned Parenthood is not primarily helping women. It's killing babies, okay? And they just lost, fortunately, any part of the $9 billion a year, which is called foreign health aid, but they're still getting more than $560 million every year of your tax money and killing 330,000 babies a year with it. Do you see anything wrong with that? You think that's part of the mother's body? No, that's the baby. And if it's breathing air or not breathing air yet, it's still the baby. And people who didn't comprehend that and say, well, it's just some tissue, right? And they made up this word fetal tissue, right? That's totally deceptive. It's a baby. And now they've got, I think it's called 4G sonograms. And there have been people that quit throwing up out of Planned Parenthood because they're watching an abortion on this 4G sonogram, which told the doctor how to murder the baby, because you got to stick this sharp thing into the baby without missing and hitting the mother or something like that, who's recognized as a person, right? And the baby isn't. So some of the people watching this procedure, and the baby's trying to protect itself, and it's that long, you know, they say, wait a minute, that was supposed to be part of the mother's body. What is going on? So I would say the president should show that on a big screen. Show an abortion with a baby about 6 inches long being stabbed by the doctor, and say, now let's talk about whether this is a piece of the mother's body or not. See, these aren't partisan issues. These are just issues about what's true. And instead of just arguing, which is a waste of time, why not show it? Anybody can see. And so if they're not totally mentally ill, which some are at this point, thanks to the media and frequency weapons and things like that, the ones who aren't completely gone, they would all agree. And the hold of the deep state and the media would be seriously diminished. So, anyway, I think that should be done immediately. The president should start twice a week having these meetings, and he's got the staff to, or he could put the staff together to make good backup documentation for what he's saying. It's not like, okay, Republicans good, Democrats bad, or Democrats good, Republicans bad. That's really stupid, you guys. The fate of humanity is hanging by a thread. Forget the parties. Just look for what's true, and he could do that. And the insanity, though, is spreading by the deep state promotion and the insane evil politicians who are pushing it. The Democratic Party has gone totally evil. New York passed a law allowing killing babies both before and after birth. And there was a signing ceremony with the governor and these really obviously mentally ill women and Democrats, but even women were celebrating this. Oh, women's rights, great. What? Not only is it not the woman, it's the baby, but half of those babies are girls, you know, the kind that grow up and become women. When they get older, they're killing them too. So it's really stupid and really malicious, satanic, I would say. And a nurse recently came out and explained on, I think it was on video, but at least audio, that if the baby did survive a pre-birth abortion, you know, when it's not just sitting outside on a table some way waiting to be killed, which they can do now, she would probably just break its neck. That would be the most efficient way to finish the abortion. If people don't notice anything wrong with that, it's really irrelevant what party they're in. They're seriously mentally ill, and hopefully not too many have gotten to that stage yet. But Satan, there's a reason that the Satanists have openly described why they love to work at Planned Parenthood, and they have. I've communicated with them. This kind of new late-term and post-birth abortion will open up lots of great new jobs for Satanists and Satanist doctors and nurses and helpers. Also, a lot of new fresh, raw baby parts for hospitals to sell. Great for business and good aftermarkets in vaccines and soft drinks and cosmetics and more. Those are the items that put the baby parts into their product to improve the taste or maybe improve the health damage that the vaccines do to people. So the president could explain the realities of this issue, like all the others, direct to the people everywhere, even in other countries, in a twice-a-week broadcast. I think you should start that like this week. And he could also do a complete detailed expose of the corrupt and traitorous mainstream media, so-called, in the same way. And he could show directly the lies compared to the reality, like there's no border crisis, and then take an actual camera, you know, the kind that take pictures and stuff, take it down to the border and say, look, what do you call that? You know, and go down to Honduras. It's possible to go there and show the new 20,000 person caravan that's being organized by the UN training camps right now, which it is. And that would be possible to show. He could destroy the credibility of the major mainstream media. I think that would be so wonderful. Just wiped out. It wouldn't even be worth their money to be on air anymore. Because not because you're doing anything unfair to them. You're letting people see it's all a fraud. The party thing is so stupid. Everybody could just drop the parties. The Republican Party's as stupid as the Democratic and all the other ones. It's individuals that run for office, and either they have character or they don't. It doesn't matter what party they're in. Party just lets them read down a list of things they believe instead of finding out what they really believe. And if they're a slave of the party, they're not worth electing anyway. Anyway, I'd love to see the credibility exposed and destroyed of the mainstream media. And it would be an example for the rest of the world. The president could do that. Like now, it might take him a week to get the presentation ready to do it, but that's a big suggestion that I'm making to the president right now. Part of it also could be a visual expose of the criminal algorithms of Google and how they actually do steal elections. Not the Russians, Google. Absolute criminal traitors. That needs to be stopped right away, and it's real easy to show. Alex did it this week. He showed on YouTube, which is owned by Google, and he ran a search for his own broadcast, and nothing came up but hit pieces. And then he showed the search for the names of Democrat candidates. They all came right up to the minute, and he exposed it to millions of people. So YouTube just happened to put it all back for the moment, only because they got caught. They're still absolutely evil. So that needs to be stopped right away. The same with censorship of the social media. And now Amazon, of course, has started banning books and videos that are problematic because they tell people information that's questioning vaccines, and you're not allowed to do that. So that needs to be exposed to the president. All he has to do is get a video screen. He could buy one for, I don't know, a really good one for a few thousand dollars and a setup to show the documentation of what he's talking about. And it would be the most popular thing on television in the world. People in other countries could watch it too and say, wait a minute, hey, that's happening in our country also. This would be a worldwide beginning of a new movement, which is way overdue, in my opinion. And the same thing could be used by any major world leader who has good intent. There are not that many. They're a minority, but there are some. Apparently, Bolsonaro in Brazil, some of the leaders in Poland or in other Eastern European countries, Putin in Russia really looks like he's done some great things. There may be bad stuff, you know, that I don't know about behind him, but the good things he's done should be supported. And most of the world leaders in power now are actually treasonous criminals against their own people. They're easy to find. Theresa May, Merkel, Macron, and so many other ones all over the place. They don't want to make their own countries great again. Anyway, they want to destroy them. And I think they plan to get special privilege positions in the New World Order once they get rid of their own sovereignty. So they're complete traitors and should be recognized as such. I think they're expecting great positions in the New World Order. So what else does the president of America need to do in his current term to make America as great as possible, which is a good slogan, but it needs to be done? I would say first, make a plan for all that still needs to be accomplished to make America as great of a country as she can possibly be, and then decide how to explain each project to the American people over worldwide direct TV broadcasts, not filtered through the criminal media that has taken over in the U.S. And there are some of the things. I'm trying to talk fast, so we'll be get to the end of this by a few minutes when we're over here. You know, the Democrats and the very gullible young people who have thrown their support behind the Green New Deal, they are legitimately concerned about the disruption of climate that's clearly happening in the U.S. They call it climate change, but climate's always changing naturally. The bad part about it is climate disruption, and that's destructive. And there's a lot of it. And it's all being done. It is man-made climate change. They're absolutely right about that. But it's being done by the huge fleet of aircraft that are implementing a program called geoengineering. If you don't know about geoengineering, there's a lot of good sites about it. You can look at geoengineeringwatch.org, which is mostly about the aspect of the climate effect. There's also globalskywatch.com, and there are many others. Globalskywatch.com has a list of similar sites all over the world, many of which are really good. But the Air Force personnel that would still obey him could be ordered to ground all the geoengineering aircraft tomorrow. I think that's imperative. And I consider it a failure that it's not being done day by day. That's really important. The main man-made source of man-made climate disruption is geoengineering. All the governments are aware of it. The deep state is aware of it. They're spraying poison all over the world right now. It's not a conspiracy theory. That's to make you just write it off and not look at it seriously. Learn about geoengineering. While they're saying it's not existing and it's a conspiracy theory, there are career tracks in many major universities to become a professional geoengineer. It's not made up. It's real. And we've had scientists who have analyzed the contents of the spray residue. It's very damaging, not just to the weather at all. That's just one piece. But also to the integrity of the soil, to agriculture, to water quality, air quality, human health. It's very serious. That needs to be presented by the president and brought right out in the open. Any of the Air Force personnel or anybody in the military, aircraft departments that doesn't obey can be removed from the service, because this is really important to be done. I'm going to go through this list quickly. These are things that the president of America needs to do as an example for the rest of the world, since he's fully committed anyway, and he has this wonderful slogan, which is "Make America Great Again." And you could substitute whatever country you live in for that. Make your country great again. Of course, who wouldn't want to do that? It's good for people to make their country really great instead of really terrible. That's not, as they say, rocket science. So he needs to direct the Department of Energy to open a new... These are, by the way, suggestions to the president right now. Anybody that can get it closer to him, please do so. He needs to direct the Department of Energy to open a new Office of Advanced Energy Technologies, including hydrogen, but also magnetic and zero-point energies. You're not supposed to know about these things. They're real. They're perfected. They've been available for more than 100 years. There's been no need for the conventional energy sources that are dirty and an excuse for wars of aggression that have been fought all over the world. All that's unnecessary. Oil spills in the ocean are unnecessary. Pollution in the air that's caused by it is unnecessary. That technology is perfected. It's been available for a century. Look at the work of Stephen Greer. That's got a lot of amazing backup if you're not familiar with that idea. If you want to get rid of a lot of the sources of pollution and probably does have a bad effect on the atmosphere and the climate, we haven't needed oil or coal or nuclear energy for a long time. But anybody who's brought that out has been killed. So help spread it. Cars have been run on pure water because they already solved the problem of separating the oxygen from the hydrogen in the water on an on-demand basis, dripping into an engine. There was a car driven all over the U.S. with that, you can find. And the owner of that patent, he did patent it, unfortunately, was killed by government agents. So that needs to be brought out as long as the current president's going all the way. You might as well expose that stuff too. Invite all the investors and reverse engineer of the reverse engineered technology and their own technology into a safe space to prove and replicate their device's performance. Offer to buy their proven devices and open source them instantly to get them all over the world. No way for the deep state to stop it. And it would change the pollution status and the technology status and the energy production status of the world overnight. Now, if any of the people supporting the Green New Deal, OCA or the Democrats or kids that are in the Sunrise movement or any of that stuff, if they have any real concern about pollution in the world, energy technologies, so-called climate change, they need to listen and get onto the real causes right now. Don't just work on really stupid ideas to go into massive unpayable debt, give the country to the Federal Reserve because the debt's unpayable, and not address any of the real sources of climate change. You need to, if you're serious about this stuff, you have to educate yourself. Next, I would say the president should apologize to Putin and the people of Russia and accept the invitation, if it's still there, for mutual cooperation. And this does not make you a Russian agent. If you do something nice with England or any other country, you're not an agent of that country unless you sign some stupid deal like the TPP or something like that. Then you give up your sovereignty. But cooperation can be done maintaining sovereignty. Next, direct USDA to open a new organic project for small and large-scale agriculture beyond organic and incorporate rock dust, positive frequencies, all the really available advanced technology, and set up demonstration, profitable demonstration beyond organic farms all over the country. This is an example for the rest of the world. Russia would love it because they wanted to become the biggest exporter of organic food. This would allow the phase out of chemical farming in ag extension and expose the full damage of all the farm chemicals, including fertilizers. You know, the idea of sustainability is sound. It's not only sound, it's essential. To ignore it is suicide for the planet, but not the way it's being presented by the deep state. That in itself is suicide. It's just, it's very sophisticated. So the population of the planet has to shake off the hypnosis and start being clear in their mind and seeing through this kind of stuff. Yes, sustainability is critical, but not the way it's being sold right now. That's a fraud. Ban GMOs right away. Indict the top executives. Immediate halt to 5G. And finish the fiber optic cable network that's already all over the country. You're not supposed to know about that, but there's fiber optic cable almost all over America now. And what they're planning to use it for is hook up to 5G small cell facilities and radiate the people with health-destroying and mind-destroying frequencies that are along the line of what Barry Troer and others have talked about on our Sunday show. That needs to be stopped, and all of the 4G, 3G, 2G, 1G smart meters, all the other devices that emit harmful frequencies need to be changed for good ones. And we've had Ken Rolla and others on the show explaining that it's not necessary to use harmful frequencies to have that kind of technology working just fine. I would say, looking at the Department of Education, that, and this is not a complete list, this is just what I can do talking at high speed, that the president needs to implement this strategy of twice a week or more public presentations on direct television with a big screen behind him showing the proof of what he's saying to end the stupid, you know, debate back and forth. And I can't see any reason to keep the Department of Education existing at all. It's ruined education in the time that it's existed. Education costs much more. It's much more useless. Kids coming out of it, college and afterwards, don't really have any idea what's going on. Even at the higher levels, the PhD levels, the medical levels, people memorize things and they think they learned them. There's a difference. I can't see any redeeming qualities, and it's a very expensive department to maintain, not just in money, but the damage to the country. Full audit and shutdown of the Federal Reserve, as Kennedy wanted to do, but had some problems on the way to doing it, obviously, and eliminate fractional reserve banking. The wealth of the country that comes out of the ground and the work of creative people who are willing to actually work hard, that doesn't belong to the bankers. You know, people have this subconscious idea that the banker stores your money, right, in a safe place like a storage unit, right, a mini storage or something, and then gives it back to you when you need it. No, that's not how it works. You read Creature from Jekyll Island, learn about the central banking system under BIS in Switzerland. It's stealing most of the wealth of all the countries worldwide, certainly including America. It needs to be eliminated. Eliminate all funding for Planned Parenthood and expose what it's actually doing. I really think it's a serious crime to kill babies. They're not less valuable than grown-up people, you know, the babies when they get bigger. When they're smaller, they need protection more. And I would substitute real women's health and education, health education options, and strong support for adoption. Don't require that an adopted baby get massacred with all these injections, as is the case now. That's a big subject, very important. Announce tariffs as needed to protect all the vital industries for national security. It's called protectionism with a very disdainful attitude. Yeah, it is protectionism. Protecting things is good when they're good things. Okay, learn about that. The president knows about that. He's already familiar with it. I'd explain it to the people. Let's do education in real life to the people, and the president could be a big part of that. Using tariffs to replace the IRS would make income tax completely unnecessary. Tariffs have some good options there. And all the CIA crimes and drug businesses, and CIA is the biggest heroin dealer in the world. Nobody is supposed to ever expose that. If we disappear, you guys can keep it going. Educate yourself. Spread it widely. The president needs to show it, and the documentation is all there. It's really easy. Absolute protection for Second Amendment. Get rid of these stupid arguments on the Democrat side that getting rid of all firearms is going to make society safe. It's just the opposite. Protect the First Amendment. No tolerance for big tech, social media, MSM media. Censorship, expose the lies on video. Same for the whole Bill of Rights. Break up the allopathic monopoly industry and restore health freedom in full. Legalize real health information. And let's stop the assassination of people that tell the truth. No forced treatments of any kind. This is in violation of all kinds of basic doctrines that we're supposed to be supporting, and invite the whistleblowers from all the big drug dealers and the vaccine dealers to tell their full stories. Criminalize putting toxic elements into food, toxic chemicals into food, food production, water, and air. This is real health information. Make all the illegally held federal land that's not supposed to be in federal hands available for homesteading, not to the corrupt state governments, but direct to individuals. Because as Tom DeWeese, who was on our show next Sunday, or tomorrow, I guess now, is going to be explaining, property rights and private property are absolutely critical, essential to freedom. All that illegally held federal land, which in some states in the West is the majority of the states, needs to go back to individuals for homesteading, not to the states. They're in the states, yeah, but what is a state? Not the people who run it. The state is the land and the people who live on it there. Give it to them. And I already said exposing the media completely. That's a big subject. Because really, when you look down this list, and we got to be done in about 2 minutes here, there are no partisan issues. Think about that. Really absorb and understand that. Everybody should be against stupid wars other than real defense. Going into countries, invading them, making up stories, which is commonly the excuse for starting wars. There's a great book that I just finished, by the way. Anybody that really wants some backup on this, read, I think it's called The Killing of Uncle Sam by... two great authors. Rodney Howard Brown was the first one, and I'll have to think of the other one for you. Anyway, get that book and read it if you're interested in how this ridiculous situation that we're in has been manufactured in the last couple hundred years. Everybody should support full freedom as long as we don't trespass on the rights of other people. It's not just for some people, it's for everybody. It's not equality in what you own or the job that you're doing or what you look like. Everybody's different. And some people don't want to work at all. Some people want to work real hard. But in a system based on freedom, there's a lot of spontaneous care for charity, you know, that will take care of people that need it. And the government won't be stuck with all of it. So total freedom as long as others are respected. And I have to say, too, in the specific case, where if you're going to follow a religion, and I don't mean believe it, and you can believe whatever you want in a free country, and we need to become that again. But if you're going to follow a religion that says that any non-believers of your religion or any people that have false beliefs have to be killed or converted or enslaved or both, there's no place for you in any good country in the world. And I think that should be absolutely followed through on. Beliefs are whatever you want. And everybody's free to live how you want. But as soon as you start aggressively attacking and killing other people because they don't believe what you do, that is unacceptable. That should be immediately followed up on and not allowed. Withdraw the U.S. from the U.N. and evict the organization from U.S. soil immediately. And that's, I don't care if it's called the most wonderful organization in the world. What it really does is what matters. Similarly, the U.S. should withdraw from WTO, WHO, and all the other supranational organizations that override the Constitution. And I would change the main foreign aid form to example and teaching, which doesn't require stealing the money of the people and giving that money to foreign dictators and corporations. It's become as great as you can, no matter what country in the world that you're in, and be an example. So making America great again is a wonderful thing to do. Nationalism has nothing to do with the National Socialism that is referred to in Germany. That was something completely different. That's tyranny. Making America great again would lead to making the rest of the world great again by example. And it would change life on Earth from a level zero civilization, which is the suicidal kind that we have now, to at least to a level one civilization of humans that were beginning to get conscious and not kill each other, not hate anybody, just realize that they all have the same interests and helping each other is helping themselves. It's just the beginning. So, sorry we're out of time. If you want to support our work, I'd really appreciate it. You can go to lostartsradio.com, and there's a donate button there. Or if you want to get into the deeper aspects that I can't even talk about on the public airwaves, check out planetaryhealingclub.com, planetaryhealingclub.com. It's a live interactive meeting every week, and I'll be there to see you in person. Or at least electronically in person, and it's all interactive. It's exciting stuff that we actually can work on things that'll change your life. What else? We have free videos going up on all the major platforms as long as we're allowed to be there. And if we're not, then you can still find us at lostartsradio.com and brighteon.com. Hope you have a great week. It's really nice to be with you for a few minutes. And Planetary Healing Club meets in 30 minutes for the people that are already involved in that. And appreciate you very much. I'll see you next time.